On the live line with us is sales expert and speaker John Livesay. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pat.
What a job you have. Talking about Super Bowl commercials past and present, do you have one in your mind, John, that you remember from Super Bowl Sunday that stuck in your mind and in maybe your heart too?
Well, I love that you said in my heart, because that's really the key to having a memorable commercial is emotional tugging at those heartstrings.
Yeah.
I love the Volkswagen one with a little boy dressed up like a Star Wars character, feeling like he had the power to get the car to start.
That was good. Yeah. Yes, that was very, very good. A lot of us think about the Coca-Cola commercial with Mean Joe Green throwing his jersey to the kid. That one was a while ago.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So touching.
Anything with the Clydesdales in it. By the way, John, are we going to see the Budweiser Clydesdales this time around?
I have not seen that on the list of commercials that, you know.
Well, that's too bad.
Run. Yeah. What they did do, though, Pat, was Bud Light created two different stories, and they had a social media contest to see which one should air, which I think is just brilliant, because they're giving people the sense of your opinion matters.
And also, they're getting two different commercials seen by many, many people. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do we know which one won out for Bud?
Yes, they did. It's, I can't remember the name of it, but they've announced which one's going to air. So it was very clever of them.
Yeah, very clever strategy for sure. What do we know? Who do we know? And what are the ones to watch out for, John?
Well, I think that Google and Microsoft have some great ones. Google shows an elderly man whose wife has passed away, and he's losing his memory, and he's using Google, Pat, to remember his wife. So talk about tugging at heartstrings.
Oh,
so
my God.
Play our favorite movie clip, and they cut to this tearful goodbye scene in Casablanca. So, these, you know, memories are the little moments of our life well-lived that form our story. I love that.
Sounds like kind of a downer, though, John.
Well, it's tugging at the heartstrings. So
they make it
happy, because you realize that you're not losing. Anytime you can provide a solution, you do it. Now, here's another one I just think is really hitting it on the nose is Microsoft. They're using the story of origin of Katie Sowers, taking us from her childhood dreams to where she got the idea of being a football coach, despite not seeing any other women do it. And she takes the story that men have been learning from women their whole life, whether it's a mother or a grandmother,
right,
and uses that to break the barrier that men are okay now with a woman female coach. So I
very good.
So smart. You know, it's airing on the football. It's about football. It's really great.
It's about our San Francisco 49ers, whom we love. So we're even more excited about it for that. Okay, I'll watch out for that one. What else is good and what stinks, John?
Well, I think two other ones that really jump out at me as being good is the Hyundai Genesis with John Legend and his wife Chrissy, using the rebirth storytelling genre of say goodbye to old luxury and say hello to young luxury. That's a cute twist.
Yeah, that's the one that that had to be reshot, as I understand it, because apparently in the original spot, the original spot featured a helicopter landing, which they reshot for, of course, obvious reasons this week.
Right. Well, and then, of course, the Mr. Peanut, you know, is the big controversy on the Super Bowl, because they killed off Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, in a crash.
A car crash, not a helicopter crash, thank God. But they stopped promoting that after last Sunday.
So no funeral for Mr. Peanut this Sunday? Did they pull that one?
Well, that's still up in the air. I think they're still planning to possibly air it. So that could be a little risky.
I noticed that there were some 80s personalities featured in some of the spots this year, John. I saw one with MC Hammer, and I heard about another one that features Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
So we're going back.
We're going back. And I think people sometimes, you know, like that little bit of nostalgia and tapping into it. You know, Pop-Tarts uses a classic Wizard of Oz storytelling where they show things in black and white, and then, you know, everything turns to color with this new Pop-Tart. So it's fun.
Fun. And so what's your personal favorite of the ones that you've seen thus far for this year?
I'm going to stick with my personal favorite being Microsoft.
Okay.
Because I think that really nails it. But there's another really adorable one with Michelob Ultra using Jimmy Fallon's hero's journey about how he hates working out. Mm-hmm. And he's got, you know, John Cena is his Yoda helping him. So again, that's the celebrity use of it. And we can see ourselves in the story. And that's the secret, Pat. When people see themselves in the story, oh, I'm like Jimmy Fallon, I hate working out. Then you've really pulled them into your story.
And of course, the biggest bottom line, I guess, is will we remember what company was featured in these particularly memorable spots? That's part of the key too, right?
It really is. You have to really make that connection strong for people to say, oh, I get it. Well, Discover has done an interesting job of that. You know, they have the concept of no annual fees, mm-hmm. and they show a montage of movie clips and TV characters saying no in funny ways. And then they do the same thing with yes, Discover card is accepted, and they show all these people getting really excited saying the word yes. So I thought that was smart to show a no and a yes, uh-huh. and way more energy. And if you can associate that with the brand of no fees and yes, we're accepted here, then that's a clever connection.
All right, very good. Much to watch out for this Sunday. Thank God for the pause button, John. Thank you for being here and talking about this. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Pat. Thanks for having me.
That's John Livesay talking about the Super Bowl's commercials of yesterday and Sunday.